WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The top boss at Norfolk Southern Railway can expect a grilling when he goes before a Senate committee today.
After two derailments in Ohio within 5 weeks, including the devastating one in East Palestine, the CEO of Norfolk Southern will appear before the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee. ABC News has obtained a copy of the prepared remarks by CEO Alan Shaw, during which he apologizes for the impact the East Palestine derailment has had on nearby residents. He also vows to clean the site, quote, safely, thoroughly, and with urgency. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is hospitalized in Washington, D.C. His office says the 81-year-old took a fall during a private dinner at a hotel. No word on his condition. President Biden goes to Philadelphia to unveil his proposed budget that projects slashing the federal deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years. This is ABC News. Yet another atmospheric river moving into California, and it could bring days of rain. This time, the parts of the state already dealing with historic snowfall.
What's worrisome about what's coming in, mainly for northern and central California, is one, lots of rain and wind, but two, this will be a pretty warm storm with a lot of rain. That will melt a ton of the snow that has piled up in this near record year. Between the rain and the snow melt at the same time, there could be major flooding.
ABC's Alex Stone. Job openings down a bit in January across the country. The Labor Department says there were 10.8 million jobs available, down slightly from the over 11 million openings in December. Layoffs in January rising to 1.7 million. Comedian and actor Mike Epps caught trying to hop a flight out of Indianapolis with a loaded .38 pistol in his carry-on bag. Authorities seized the gun but didn't arrest Epps, who says he forgot he had the gun in his backpack. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that. My brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. It is also International Women's Day, as recognized by the United Nations, a day for many of us to ask for forgiveness, as many of us to work for redemption, as the nation also to work for redemption and its treatment of so many of its citizens, very specifically women. And now we're in a context where the Supreme Court has said that a fundamental right that has been recognized for decades has now been eviscerated. Of course, not everybody's taken that sitting down. Many people are using that as a clarion call, as a battle cry for a new movement in American politics. One of those people, one of the human beings leading that struggle, is Leila Abolfazi, the director of National Abortion Strategy at the National Women's Law Center. Leila joins us now. Leila, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So, I kind of want you to talk about whatever you want, but the critical question, or a critical question on our minds, is what's the state of play right now? Is more of the attention focused on what's the future of the Supreme Court or the federal courts? Is more of the attention now on state by state? As you think state by state, is more the attention on places where something akin to Roe versus Wade can be codified on a state by state basis, or on stopping states who are really trying to capitalize on the Dobbs decision to codify the evisceration of women's liberties? Or is it trying to get a national bill placed with so many targets of opportunity, with so much need? Where do you spend your attention?
That's a great question, and I'm sure you will not be surprised that I say all of the above.
Okay.
And I'm not, I know it's trying to be funny, but also it is actually true that if we really want to both restore a federal right and ensure after that abortion is accessible, available, and affordable for those who need the care, we have to do each of those prongs that you mentioned. So state and local efforts are incredibly important right now, and just really grateful to organizers and folks on the ground who are fighting those fights, both in states that are moving forward to protect and also in the states where they have banned and people keep showing up for their communities. And the federal judiciary is an important and critical piece to this future where we have the right again. And so it isn't just about the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court is important, but the entire federal judiciary. As you just talked about previously in your program, the Trump takeover of our judiciary is extremely disheartening, but it is also having real impact. There are decisions, of course, outside of abortion and then also including abortion, where it is clear that personal bias is dictating the result. And so what I like to say is we have to, of course, correct our democracy more broadly and the bigger effort to restore abortion for all of us. And so any effort that helps in restoring democracy, local, state, federal, are all necessary. And we have to be very clear the role that restoring democracy is going to be playing if we want to get a right to abortion.
Can you say that line again? I found it powerful and persuasive, and I want to make sure it doesn't just wash over us. Can you say your restore democracy line again?
If we want to restore the right to abortion federally for all of us, it runs through making sure we're course correcting on our democracy, making sure our institutions, from our federal judiciary to former presidents recognizing election results, the pieces that we hold dear, that elections happen, we trust them, voting is not restricted, that people at the closest to the impact of policies have a voice in our democracy, that all of these are thriving and not being stamped out. So money is not dictating outcomes, the people are. And that is all very necessary to the future of for abortion access. And indeed, anti-abortion extremists have been very easy to throw our democratic institutions away in order to accomplish their agenda. I recently published something that talks about how being an abortion advocate feels like you're in quicksand. And every time you grab for an institution of democracy, anti-abortion extremists throw it back in the quicksand with you. And that is a real threat, not just to those who need abortion, but to all of us.
Where are you finding hope? Where are you finding energy? People can find energy from anger. People can find energy from solving a problem. People also can find energy from finding hope. Where do you find yours? Anything that's giving you optimism? And if that's the wrong question, feel free to answer whatever question you choose.
Well, you're lucky you asked me, because I generally I have to stay hopeful. So I will find hope. And I will be very clear about how dark the days are and how long the fight is, but also to say that the folks who want what we want are there, and they are fighting in these state and local fights at the federal level. And so what I would say, what gives me hope, and my role at the National Results Center allows me to kind of see this across gender justice fights, and then within state and federal issues with abortion, is people are working really hard at all the places they should be to turn things around. And that folks who work on broader democracy efforts and protecting voting, they are working very hard alongside folks who are organizing for workers on the ground and passing, getting their city councils to pass resolutions or legislation to protect folks who need abortion in states that are staunchly against abortion. So I see hope in the way that I think democracy should be working, which is people putting their heart and souls in it. And I want people to know that that is happening, that they should know that it is happening. And if they don't see it, they should go find it, because it's there. It might be five people, but really five can be a big difference than zero. Because if your state legislators, your local lawmakers, your federal lawmakers don't hear from anyone, then they think nothing's happening. And we need to be the change right there.
What are the best arguments? What are the most powerful reminders, whether it's data or turns of phrase? I loved your line, if we want to restore our right to abortion, we need to course correct our democracy. What are the, as we work to build a pro-choice supermajority and or merely articulate the one that exists, what do you find is the most important stuff for people to remind others? What's the most important sort of for water cooler and family table conversations for our listeners? What would you want in their minds?
So it probably depends on the type of your water cooler and what is in the water cooler and your family members around. But one thing is to be very clear of the role community plays in change, and that people have to show up to make change, and so they have to go to a Thursday night council meeting or a Saturday morning community event. That in this world where money is not the driver of things, it's the people who make the change. So you can talk about that if you know less about issues. And if you know about issues, it is to speak about your passion there. Right now, there's a lot of attacks on trans folks, and to talk about what those attacks are. And for me, an abortion advocate, I see the thread through line that this is all coming from a place where people want to control us. They want to define our destinies, our futures, our gender roles. And so I like to talk about that, about how it feels for me as a person, to personalize it and to explain, because a lot of people, they either haven't thought about it, or if they have, they have lots of questions and don't know how to ask them. And so providing a space to talk about how the attacks are so harmful and hateful, but how you can be a different force there.
Thank you so much for your service. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks so much for your leadership. Anything you want to plug? Anything that people should be tracking as we go to break?
Track it all. Read your local news. The local news is critical for our work, and we need to make sure that they are thriving. So local independent news.
Layla, Director of National Abortion Strategy, National Women's Law Center, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. We'll do a speed round in a little bit. 202-808-9925.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everybody. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines on this amazing journey. You'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans. You'll experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you could choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. Visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Doesn't that sound, that sounds really nice. I'd like to go to those places, see those things, have my own private balcony, personalized service. Sounds pretty good. This is the Tom Hartman Show. Call in number 202-808-9925. It is International Women's Day. We've also been talking about benefits. We've also been talking about the economy, of course, talking about what we're doing with respect to the debt ceiling, what's happening with respect to inflation, what Powell wants to do with interest rates. And there, it's also a wonderful day for turns of phrase. Not only is it International Women's Wednesday, it's also Watch Your Language Wednesday. We know that words matter. Dave's got a word for us. It's notch babies. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I say, Jefferson, had you ever heard the term notch babies before when it comes to Social Security?
I hadn't, and because we have a brilliant staff that gave me a warning, I was able to look it up briefly, so I know what it is.
Okay.
Now, I think what it is was the babies who were born, the people who were born between, what is it, like 1917 and 1926. 21, forgive me. Before changes and improvements to Social Security, so they sort of fell between a gap. That's, I think, my impression, but please, you tell us the truth.
A lot of it. It's like, you know, as a retiree, they received lower COLA increases in Social Security than others after Congress readjusted the Social Security benefits in 1977.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, both of my parents were notch babies. My dad was born in 17 and my mother was born in 21.
Yeah.
I always remember she was always so mad because they never got the same. And it, the people born in 16, they got more, and then the ones born in, you know, 20, sometimes they throw in, like you say, up to about 26, but it's, yeah, the notch itself is 17 to 21.
Yeah. Are there still ripple effects from that in your family, for instance? I mean, I know, I would think, I did the arithmetic in my head, like we're talking, a notch baby would now be 100 years old, right?
Most of my parents have since gone. You know, they've passed on, but like my dad, he did all of the stuff before, like the WPA, the Civilian Conservation Corps. I mean, he worked hard, and then he gets screwed by the government that way.
Maybe
they should do reparations for all of us. You know, people that had their parents and grandparents and that were born in that era.
I'll tell you something, Dave, that does make me think of, and thank you so much for your call.
Yep, be well, Jefferson.
You be well, too. So we had the call earlier about what about people who didn't earn an income themselves, or earned low incomes, or low income was encouraged by cultural limitations, where they had barriers they faced, that the strongest argument for universal basic income, is essentially that if there were a baseline level of support, that even people are trying to figure out the best level of reparations and precisely who should get it. And to be clear, reparations as a thing very specifically for the families and for those who had ancestors who were black slaves in this country, one of America's original sins. I don't want to water that down. That's what, when we talk about reparations, that's what we're talking about. But the one of the strongest arguments for, one of the strongest moral arguments for a universal basic income is that some basic trampoline, some basic safety net, some basic opportunity for people, that life is never going to be perfectly fair. But let's not let the line, life isn't fair, to be a cop-out. First, not try to make it a little more fair. Do what we can to make it just a little more fair. I hate it when I was a kid. Life isn't fair when I'd hear that. It's like, it's just a cop-out. That's because you don't want to govern. It's because you don't want to do the right things. Because you don't want to try to make the world a little better. So, well, you know, stuff sucks sometimes. Real sorry. Stuff sucks. We know stuff sucks sometimes. We're grown-ups, most of us. We understand that not everything's going to be roses and beautiful, I don't know, donuts, everything we love. We know there's going to be vicissitudes and challenges. We know that. But we could just try to make it a little better, right? We could try to make it a little better. I don't have to cop out by saying life isn't fair. All right. So let's go to Mark from Salem, Oregon. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Jefferson. Is it okay to talk about Fox?
You know, I wish it weren't. Mark, I wish it weren't a topic, but it is a topic about every topic, so please go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, Tucker Carlson won a lawsuit because he claimed to be entertainment and not news, and the judge said no reasonable person would believe him.
Yeah.
Now there's Dominion, and Rupert Murdoch goes on there and says, well, as an entertainment company, we're really beholden to our stockholders, and profit is more important than the truth.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling they're going to win that lawsuit.
Even Fox is going to win the lawsuit.
So, yes. Huh. And now that Fox has testified in court that they are not news, that they are entertainment, and they have no beholden to the truth, then I believe that all other news organizations should simply stop quoting or reporting on things that Fox reports on and the people that Fox has on the air because they're entertainment and not news.
Yeah.
And when the rest of the news environment treats Fox as entertainment and not news over time, then they will tremendously lose their influence.
Yeah, and maybe make them change their name. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, Fox ain't news. Tucker Carlson, holy mackerel. There's almost a show dedicated to that guy, right? There'd be a show dedicated to that guy. Give him too much attention, though. We'll be back. The Tom Show, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speed round after the break, 202-808-9925. I'll work to get every caller in we can.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash. I mean, most of the time you'll probably be fine, but what if one day your dog runs away or gets dognapped? It's better to be careful, especially when it's as simple as using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so they can't do it. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even your smart TV, and it's so easy to use. Just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I can get you an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at ExpressVPN.
The Shaw.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. The top boss at Norfolk Southern Railway can expect a grilling when he goes before a Senate committee today.
After two derailments in Ohio within 5 weeks, including the devastating one in East Palestine, the CEO of Norfolk Southern will appear before the Senate's Environment and Public Works Committee. ABC News has obtained a copy of the prepared remarks by CEO Alan Shaw, during which he apologizes for the impact the East Palestine derailment has had on nearby residents. He also vows to clean the site, quote, safely, thoroughly, and with urgency. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is hospitalized in Washington, D.C. His office says the 81-year-old took a fall during a private dinner at a hotel. No word on his condition. President Biden goes to Philadelphia to unveil his proposed budget that projects slashing the federal deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years. This is ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith. We're going to go straight to your calls. Let's get to Becky. Becky, Michigan.
Hi, Jeff. I hope you're doing well, and I love this program. It is a conversation that you produce every day, and I get to listen to people who have been screaming at their TV before we phoned you. And I want to say that these ladies that call in, they are breaking my heart, and I appreciate all the men in this country who stand behind women and stand up for women.
Well, Becky, thanks for the call. And those callers broke all of our hearts, I think, right? Those of us who had them, and hopefully woke all of us up and helped remind each of us that, you know, and I'll just keep pointing the finger at myself, that we got to be better. Becky, I appreciate it, and the show loves you back.
Well, thank you, and I just think you're great, and I feel that you're one of those men that does stand up for us and for everybody that's marginalized.
Yeah, not as much as I should, but I'm doing better. Thanks, Becky.
Well, you have a great day.
Be well. Let's keep going. Let's hear from Lynn. Go ahead, Lynn in Long Island. Lynn, you there? Oh, we lost Lynn. Let's go to Dean in LACA.
Jefferson.
Dean.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Hey, it's great to hear from you. Or wait, that's what you're supposed to say to me.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We're hearing from each other.
Hey, happy International Women's Day. I actually wanted to address about upping the prime lending rate, Jerome Powell's efforts. But first, you know, since you did mention it's also turns of phrase.
Yeah.
Okay. I regarding Fox, I personally like to refer to him as Tucker Carlson, only because I consider him really to be the official fluffer of the MAGA Republican movement.
Lots of mercy. It's a family show. It's a family show, Dean.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, go on.
Well, nevertheless, regarding Powell, you know, and by the way, regarding International Women's Day, I don't know if people are aware of this, but, you know, there's that famous phrase that apparently Benjamin Franklin said when they ratified the Constitution, and about, you know, what do we have? That actually was a statement that was made by Elizabeth Willing Powell, who was the wife of the mayor of Philadelphia, who had waited day after day, because she was really quite a political figure herself, even though she was not permitted to go into, you know, women were not allowed in while they were ratifying the Constitution. So she waited outside, and when Benjamin Franklin came out, she said, "So what do we have?" And Benjamin said, a republic, if we can keep it, madam.
Yep. Yep.
There you go. She could not go in the building. Nevertheless, the other Powell, the one that I really want to
talk about. No, it's interesting. It's interesting. That story, I appreciate it. I appreciate you filling in that gap for me or putting an awareness where
sure.
I should have had awareness before. Because I've certainly heard that famous line. And usually the center of that story, of course, is the statement, a republic, you can keep it. But what you just said, wait a minute. What about the fact that she didn't get to know about it until the dude told her?
Yeah, she had to wait outside and said, "So what do we have, a monarchy or a republic?" And he said, "Republican, republic, madam, if you can keep it."
And the madam wasn't allowed in the room, and she cared just as much as anybody who was. Well,
she did. She would have been in there raising hell if she could.
Yeah, all right, Dean. Well, yeah, finish your point, unless you already finished it.
Okay, well, no, my main point that I actually called about was regarding the prime lending rate. What really just blows my mind is we have, it seems like, the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen only a few weeks ago said we're at a watershed moment for economic recovery, that the Infrastructure and Inflation Reduction Acts are kicking in, and we're seeing the, you know, reaping the rewards of that. And then we have Jerome Powell come out, the Fed chair, and he says the exact opposite. We're in danger of recession. Inflation isn't breaking. It just drives me nuts why we get two completely divergent stories.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, I think Powell keeps pushing that the problem is employment is running too high.
Yeah.
We need to see that drop.
Yeah.
He literally wants to see unemployment rates climb back up, because guess what? workers have leverage over employers.
Right.
And that is what he's, you know, we don't want those wages and benefits to go out, to keep going up.
And here's what I
which
think.
I think is.
And here's what I think
you
he
know
misses.
What,
and here's what I think he misses. I really worry and appreciate the comments that, you know, the dude's a banker, not an economist. I've appreciated the notes and the tweets. And people feel free to tweet at me at Jefferson D. Smith. You can email me and Kyle at democracynerd@gmail.com. And I've appreciated the notes and the things that have helped make us smarter. That one of the dynamics that I've heard almost nobody talking about is one of the things going on is the hastening retirements, but planned for a long time among people of retirement age, and that my generation is smaller than baby boom generation. The Generation X is smaller than baby boom generation. So that means you've got people who are retiring and not as many people 25 years younger than them to fill the same spots. That demography, the demographics is destiny, right? Like this is, and we've been talking about the pig and the python. We've been talking about the baby boom. Heck, it was called the baby boom, not recently, because there were more of them. This is something we should have been ready for a long time. The challenge is, it's not that the people, you know, business, we're just too excited about hiring. Make us less excited about hiring. We would like to be less excited about hiring.
Right.
The challenge is the unemployment is low in part because we've got lots of positions and relatively fewer people to fill them, and not just because people were lazy and tasted a little bit of retirement and said, screw this, I don't want this anymore, but because we had a lot of people that got to COVID and were around retirement age, and now we've got to fill those spots, and raising interest rates is not going to solve that problem.
No, it just makes borrowing harder and keeps people from being able to go out and, you know, create a business for themselves or, you know, do their small business approach to things.
Yep.
That's what I do. I have my own small business. But
well, congratulations and good luck.
That's a struggle.
What does your small business do?
I have an eco-friendly limo business in Los Angeles.
Eco-friendly limousines. That is awesome. Yeah. That is one of the most Los Angeles things I've ever heard in my life. There are not many towns in the world that could sustain an eco-friendly limousine company.
Of course. And it's Oscar weekend. Guess where I'm going?
You're taking eco-friendly stars to the Oscars. Are you allowed to say who you're going to take?
Not this year, but I'll tell you, the very first year I did this, 15 years ago, I took Forrest Whitaker when he won for Last King of Scotland. Of course, guess what he did when he got back in the car?
He said thank you to you for being an eco-friendly limousine.
Yes, and I really appreciate those people. That's what I'm there for.
No, but you said, what did he do? I didn't mean to step on your line. What did he do when he got back to the car?
When we reached the red carpet, I'd said, hey, I expect you to bring another passenger back. And he kind of winked and went, he shook my hand and goes, I'll bring that passenger back.
Nice. So, and he did indeed. Bring himself a trophy. That's a good story. It's a good story.
He handed me the Oscar. He goes, here you go.
Nice. And then you have it forever. You have Forrest Whitaker's Oscar forever. Well, you probably don't. Well, Dean, thank you so much for the call.
I gave it back to him.
That was kind of you. Well, because you're eco-friendly. You're not an eco-thief. Right?
Exactly.
Oscars. You got to give them back. All right, Dean, thanks. All right, that wasn't really speed round, but I'll keep my promise now. Jimmy, go ahead, from Portland, the other one.
Yeah, Jefferson, I love you guys, but...
I love you back.
I've been listening to you for a long time. And what's scaring me about our Democratic Party is that I voted for Jimmy Carter, and God bless Jimmy Carter. I hope he's having a great time and he does what he's got to do. But I watched Tucker Carlson the other night, and it scared me.
Yeah.
What our Democratic Party did to us was not tell us the truth. So what I want to do
say more. What do you think? You watched Tucker Carlson, and he convinced you that what the Democratic Party did was false?
No, he didn't convince me of anything.
You help me explain what was going on. What did the Democratic Party do?
No, the Democratic Party is us, right, Jefferson?
Yep.
Me and
agreed.
You?
Agreed, yep.
Okay, and all the black people and Hispanic people and all the dark people and everybody that comes across the border illegally is us. That's us. We want open borders, right?
I don't know who's advocating for that, but I'm trying to get, what was the thing Tucker Carlson convinced you of?
What Tucker, Why are these people locked up in jail for stuff that they did not do?
So you're saying you think January 6th was a hoax, and you're saying you're a Democrat
alongside dark people? No, hoax. There's no dark people.
That's your word. I'm confused, man. I'm just confused. What's the thing?
Jefferson.
What are the things you've been lied to about?
Will you please let me talk? Let me have 2 points. 2 points, okay? I know that you want to just coat over everything.
Which thing?
Just like a rainbow. Just coat over everything.
Which thing?
But that's not how the world works.
I'm just confused, man. I've been confused before. It's not going to be the last time. It's definitely not the first time. But I'm just confused. What's the thing that we're being lied to about?
Oh, you're going
to
hang up on me. Yeah, got the music playing.
No, you can stick with us. The break is automatic. You stay on the air. I'll keep talking to you. The music.
Oh, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm just still confused, and I want to still ask. Yeah, don't hang up.
Jefferson.
Stay on the line. Just give us a second. It'll be a pause, but stay on the line.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We're sticking with it if we possibly can. 202-808-9925. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. The reason I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? does calling the company with 17,000 plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Well, I stuck with that one a little bit. I appreciate people sticking with us. And Jimmy, if you're hearing us, to be clear, the breaks happen automatically when I am here, and I've got to work within them, and I hugely appreciate all of our local affiliates, hugely appreciate all the sponsors that make this show possible, and we will honor those breaks. And if you missed it, Jimmy had watched, and really appreciate Jimmy watching this program, listening to this program, and Jimmy had watched the Tucker Carlson package on January 6th and came away with the impression that it was overblown. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I want to be able to get to people's calls quickly, but we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Because, Jim, you know, it's an important question. I think January 6th was a big deal. There's no question. Let's make sure we talk about the facts with respect to it and talk about it in a factual way and do it, you know, with our best hearts and best minds. Brian, speed round. Let's try to honor. It's been my fault up to now from WCPT. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Jefferson. Hope you're doing well.
Yep.
This is International Women's Day, and this is Women's History Month. And in 1967, now the National Organization for Women came up with a Bill of Rights for Women, and there are only 8 points to them, and it would only take me a minute to read the 8 points. May I read them?
I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. If I clear the board, we'll finish with that. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right. I'll put you on hold. If we don't get to you, we'll do them tomorrow. All right. Call back tomorrow if I don't get to you, but I'm going to go fast. All right. Michael, we're on speed round from Watsonville. Go ahead.
Hey, Jefferson. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
All right. So I hear people calling in and also all over social media about they've paid their debt and they don't understand why the government would want to relieve other people's student debt.
Yep.
And my deal is, if it's not going to hurt you, why would you care?
Yeah. No, I hear you. And the Bible even talks about it, right? Bible even talks about you get anger about somebody else's benefit, worry about yourself and worry about your own thing and be grateful for benefits other people get. And I think it's because people face trauma and they also get ginned up, and they get ginned up by people who will profit from not giving people real benefits. But let's keep the speed round. I really appreciate the call. Kent from Hawaii, go ahead.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, I was calling you. This is probably different about the railroad. I used to work on the railroad back in the early 70s. And in a little town called Keddie in Northern California, which they eventually closed, of course. And our job was to go and during the day and inspect the bridges and the tunnels. And we had the old track time where you had to pump the thing and you'd pump yourself out there for miles and whatever. But part of our job, when we didn't have time to work on the train, we had to sit on the side and wait for the train to come by, and our job was to look for smokers. Now, smokers were bad brakes.
Yeah.
And when we ever saw one, we called ahead and let them know that, hey, this train's got smokers and you need to stop it.
You monitored. You monitored it. And now railroads have reduced the staff. You don't have people to watch for smokers as much.
No, and even to maintain the bridges and the tunnels.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call very much. Thanks for calling on Speed Round. Let's go back to Brian. Brian, it's International Women's Day. Why don't you go ahead and finish this out with your list, if you can get it out in the next not very many long.
Okay, here we go. Point one, equal rights constitutional amendment to be passed. Two, enforce law banning sex discrimination in employment. Three, maternity leave rights in employment and in Social Security benefits. Four, tax deduction for home and child care expenses for working parents. Five, child care centers. Six, equal and unsegregated educations. That was six. Seven, equal job training opportunities and allowances for women in poverty. And eight, the right of women to control their reproductive lives.
Brilliantly done,
we
Brian.
We need a new women's movement today.
Thanks a million. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Susan, our last caller from Covington, Washington. Go ahead, Susan.
Yes, on the federal deficit, I just wanted to say, why don't they, instead of counting people that have jobs that don't have jobs, go for corporate profits? Because that would reduce things and make money.
Yep.
And not affect jobs.
Thanks for being our last caller, Susan. We appreciate you. And thanks for making the point. It's an important point. Keep making it. Well, folks, International Women's Day today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being part of the program. A lot of really kind words. We appreciate them. It gives us a chance to keep the show going, make sure that Tom can do things like take vacations and keep this community strong and hopefully continue to build it. We will talk tomorrow more, get deeper into that question about how we can do better, how we can be stronger. I want to give a shout out to listeners. I'm going to say it again, and somebody can tell me if I'm wrong. Somebody can give me a better one. I think this show has the smartest, most compassionate listener base of any, certainly, talk radio program there is. I think that's the case. I'd love to hear who you think contends with that, or who you think is number two. When we talk, you know, tomorrow or Friday, I'm here with you for two more days. But that's my belief, and because of that, in part because of that, I'm just so grateful to be here. I also want to thank specifically Judith, gave us that great line, protect earned benefits. When we're talking about Social Security, Medicare, protect earned benefits. We can watch our language. Thank you so much to Layla Abulfazi of the National Women's Law Center. If we want to restore our right to abortion, we need to course correct our democracy. I couldn't say it better. And to our friend Bobby, many of us need to go on a journey of forgiveness. I appreciate you being with me as I go on that journey myself. The nation needs to go on that journey. We need redemption as a nation. We can be patriots, but you are the coalition of benevolently rational good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks to the team here, and thanks to you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, Future Runs.
not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.